Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Chris is going to post up the kink article on our Facebook and Twitter account.
Oh.
Okay. I like posting that stuff up because people tend not to comment on it.
Right.
And I like it when people don't comment.
I bet Biden's into that.
Yeah, I think you're misunderstanding how this social media thing works.
Yeah,
Todd. Let's post the stuff nobody wants to comment on.
No, because yeah,
well, it has your name to it. That's why.
Yeah,
it does.
The email just said the chick likes a gun and a knife to her head or whatever like that. That's too much, lady.
Yeah, that's not making the glamour article.
I'm only having sex with that girl 2 or 3 times before it's over.
The fourth according time, to her.
That'll be up to her, right. Yeah, I don't want a gun around the bedroom. Unless it's mine, Craig.
Mm. You don't bring your this, love gun.
Yeah, there you go.
I love gun, and that's going to go off at any moment.
That might annoy her, too.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. That song makes me laugh, because there's a line in there where he goes, "Girl, I can make you feel okay." Like, that's that's okay. The height of it?
That's okay. All right. Yeah.
Setting reasonable expectations.
So a little bit more of that article.
Oh.
From One Poll on behalf of Mystery Vibe.
Oh, I forgot
Vibe.
To show you what I wanted, by the way. Damn.
No.
Well, Nick doesn't know.
That's okay.
Yeah, you'll like it.
It's not...
Don't ask questions.
It'll be a mental image that'll just be burned into my brain for the rest of my life.
You'll put yourself in the position I'm going to show you that I'm in. Then you'll be fine with it.
It's tough after you see the visual.
Yeah.
That's been 10 years I did that.
It's burned.
Yeah,
at least. It's burned.
And I had my pants on, too. I stuck to the tape.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised my pants are on, you know?
It was out of the norm.
All right, to me,
but you were
was,
in the office.
Yeah.
That was
good point.
That was the most disappointing part of the demonstration, was that he still had his pants on.
Like you said, it was at work, and they frowned on that.
Want the full effect.
Yeah, wasn't at a party or anything. I just showed you the whole bit.
Remind me not to go to parties at your house.
Yeah. It sounds like quite the party trick.
Maybe you can do
check
that
this out.
At the live show. Because you got to be 18 and over.
Well, I think that's an extra permit we're going to have to get if we're going to do that.
But I'd like to see the crowd at least chant for it.
I'm not going to do that there. Chant for it.
Show us that position.
Apparently, Tyler. 44% of us would try new positions. 44% of us in a relationship would try new positions.
Yeah. That's low.
Yeah, but some of them really aren't that effective.
No, they're just for visuals.
Right.
Yeah, but
there's
even
something
just
to
wanting to do something different, just wanting to do anything different, if it has to be a position, fine.
Right.
Yeah, but if you go through the Kama Sutra, a lot of them are just not comfortable.
Yeah. A lot of them have, she's like balancing on the wall and
I
stuff.
Know.
You're like, how do you even?
Yeah. The wheelbarrow.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you got to hold her up the whole time.
Kama Sutra has a lot about the lotus and serpent and stuff.
Yeah, it's and there's a lot of positions that, you know.
You're going to pull a muscle.
Unless you're really flexible, you ain't getting in.
Yeah, you need to stretch beforehand.
Right. And maybe be a gymnast, too, if we have that stuff.
Yeah, a lot of balance involved. Right. And a lot of them are just like a slight variation on another position.
Right.
You're right. There's really only 10 positions, and somehow they make 10,000 out of it.
Tuck a nut in on top of it. Yeah. Oh, I'm reading the wrong book, I guess.
I love
that was that out loud voice again.
Tuck it in.
Now put your hand on the yellow dot.
I think that's actually
put
Sanskrit.
Your nut on the red dot.
Tuck a nut in is Sanskrit for that position.
Well, if they ask Dr. Mina, she knows about the Kama Sutra.
Inside out.
23% of us would try public sex, I guess.
Well, that's outdoor sex, isn't it? Basically, I've done that.
Sure.
I mean, it's been in, at nighttime usually, but it's outdoors.
Does in a car count?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it counts.
Yeah.
Does it?
I don't know. That seems like a gray area.
It doesn't feel public always.
No, right. Yeah. No, you're in. Yeah.
Oh, you got to be in the park?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
You got to be exposed.
That's what I'm asking. Does in a car count? Because I guess you're in public, but you're kind of not.
You're in a little room.
You're still not
on wheels. Yeah.
You have less of a chance of getting caught if you're in a car.
I don't think you're still allowed to, though, are you, technically?
No.
No.
No. That'd still be indecent exposure.
Yeah, right. That's not legal.
Got your wiener out in your Lexus.
Or Focus.
Yeah, but we're talking with people.
I'm sorry, you're right.
Not alone, Nick.
If you drive a Focus and somebody wants to see your wiener, hey, good for you.
That's always the most surprising.
We got some Focus drivers in this room.
And if the Focus is the reason they want to see it, well, then bonus.
Just over 20% of us, apparently, would like to try BDSM and role-playing. Now, keep in mind, this survey was done on behalf of a sex toy company.
See, I don't want to get beat, and I don't think I want to be the guy that beats anybody. So
no.
I'm not into either one of
those. I don't need that.
No. But apparently 20% do.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of work.
It does. Plus, you know, how do you know how hard to hit somebody? Puss?
But Craig's right in pointing out that, you know, this is a sex toy company, so it's probably people who are a little more adventurous.
Right, right.
If they're dabbling in sex toys.
Now, the study did find that 4 in 10 people are more open to exploring their sex life and sexual desires now than they were before the pandemic. Especially men.
Life is short.
Oh, yeah. So it made them think a little bit.
Yeah.
YOLOs. All the YOLOs. Yeah.
Life is short. Peg me.
That stuck to the tape.
Yes, it did.
Oh, did that stick to the tape. Uh-oh.
I thought there might have been some coverage at the beginning of that.
Nope.
The
crystal clear.
Survey also found that some people consider some fantasies too taboo to attempt, which are a lot of them. Whether it's multiple partner or group sex, people aren't going to try. You know, 27% of us are never going to try that.
Something might be illegal.
Right. 26% of us are never going to try the S&M. Or 24% of us never going to try the BDSM.
It remains a fantasy, but they just don't pursue it. Because I'm sure a lot of people have pursued their fantasies and then kind of gotten disappointed.
And we keep running into worry about being judged by their partner. 43% of men, 23% of women want to incorporate sex toys into their sex lives, but they worry about being judged by their partner. In some cases, the sex toys themselves had a hidden fear factor, whether they were butt plugs and anal beads and whips.
In the morning.
Whips was a good addition.
Yeah. How do you introduce the butt plug? Butt plug, this is my wife. Honey, that's the butt plug.
Yeah, you figured it out. There it is.
56% of us say they feel like
you love
like
to
it's...
get gifts. Right. Oh,
when
I got
you
something.
Show the crowd the position, I will show them how to introduce the butt plug.
56% of us say we feel like it's more socially acceptable for women to use sex toys than men, and this particular sex toy company says we need to get over that.
Well, so fleshlights for guys shouldn't be a bad news.
They shouldn't be looked down upon.
Right.
Yeah, there is kind of a stigma there.
Mm-hmm.
That or, you know, any sort of enhancing device, well, perhaps during sex.
Right.
But if the girl another has... person.
Woman plays with a sex toy, she's hot. Guy hops on a fleshlight while he's just a creep.
He's pervy.
It's a good point. A woman could have a nightstand with a couple dongs in there.
Sure.
But if a guy has a fleshlight in his, he's a weirdo. You're right. Stand up for men and their fleshlights.
It does seem grosser, though. You got to clean it, like, the whole cleaning of the fleshlight is a thing.
I didn't say it wasn't gross. Yeah. I just said it was...
But Nick, how is that different than, like...
cleaning of a dildo.
Keeping your bong clean. Because that's nasty.
Or you don't smoke a fleshlight.
Yeah, and it's just, like, water and resin in the bong.
Yeah, a fleshlight has more than that.
Yeah, but, you know, it came from you.
Showed up from you. Let's go with that.
Okay. Those are your bodily
fluids.
Horrified
if you were to your friend's house, like, this bong wire is a little cloudy. He's like, oh, guess what that is?
Yeah, my fleshlight.
You're smoking out of the fleshlight, you dumbass.
Yeah, we'll take those calls, those emails. You want to keep quiet about it. What was a kink you were told about and you said, nah.
Or one that was a deal breaker, where somebody was just like, whoa, I'm out.
The deal breaker kinks. Or one actually said, oh, yeah, I'm into that too, you know. You know, slap me around.
Make sure you say, don't say my name.
Call me Susie.
Yeah, put that in the subject line and then three or four times before you get into the story.
Right.
Yeah, subject line should be the opening line of the body of the message.
Should say, hey, Todd, don't say my name also.
Email starts out, hi there, my name is Johnny. My new girlfriend of a year now has several kinks, gagging, hair pulling, ass smacking, light face slapping. Never before have I experienced a woman like this, and I can't see myself going back to a normal sex life.
He has to do it all to her?
Yeah.
Okay, or she getting his ass slapped.
Don't say my name.
Okay.
Even though he...
You said Johnny.
Said his name the first line there. I think he wanted us to say his name.
I think he did, too. It's part of the humiliation.
I think he wants Johnny wants everybody to know that.
But is it every time, though, Johnny? Can you just kiss her and make love and not have to slap her in the face every time?
That's a good question.
Right.
Yeah.
Does it have to be all the time?
Right. I love you. Yeah.
Well, no matter what you're doing, you don't want it to be every time.
No.
It'd be nice to, you know, switch it up.
Honey, I love you. I don't want to hit you tonight.
Pussy.
Yeah, and this situation is consensual, by the way, before you heard that, in case you heard that out of context.
Joe America's writing in, too. I'm making a set list for your BFD event that we just discussed. Blue House will be the band playing there. Can you give me a list of your 50 favorite polkas?
A Northeast Ohio police chief had to be fired. The city of Kirtland, just east of Cleveland, filed a letter to fire Chief Lance. I don't know how to say the guy's last name. Nosse.
All right.
We'll go with Nosse.
Okay.
Noss.
Yeah, let's go with Noss. Chief Lance Noss. They filed a letter to fire him after an investigation revealed instances of, quote, habitual drunkenness and misconduct. He allegedly drank alcohol before driving a city-issued vehicle in April, was driving with an open container in his habitual drunkenness.
Yeah,
the letter said evidence showed that Noss was making frequent use of vulgar hand gestures, vulgar language, verbal abuse, yelling, mean-spirited comments, sexual comments, gender comments, LGBTQ comments, and racial comments, all unbecoming conduct. Yeah, one of those guys.
Great sheriff.
Later goes on to say that Noss is charged with immoral conduct in regards to the use of his phone and a sergeant's phone. He was using his own phone poorly and then took the sergeant's phone to use his because, the original one.
See, the first part of that story, all my cop friends were going, wow, at least he didn't do anything racist. And then you got to the racist stuff. He's just a drunk.
Noss is accused of neglecting his duty, including the open container and public records charges, and additionally accused of leaving the town for several hours during the workday for personal business. Charges also related to off-duty actions.
Did duty again.
Including extensive use of alcohol while off-duty that resulted in impairment, obnoxious, or offensive behavior, which discredited the police department and left him unfit for his next shift.
Shift. So is he keeping his gig? Because I'm sure he's crying something. Like, why can't I be drunk and racist? I'm a cop. All right.
Terminated. Yeah.
He was terminated.
Okay. He's not keeping his gig.
This chief, though, how drunk do you have to be when you're not at work for it to, like, come up at work?
Oh, yeah.
It's like off-duty drunk. You're like, dude, we heard. It was bad.
Yeah.
Well, that
I was just on-duty drunk that day.
They said he was still too drunk to show up the next day.
Oh.
Habitual drunkenness.
Man.
Some drugs you can get by with being habitual on.
But not drunkenness.
Not drunkenness.
No, we tried it.
No, people notice that.
they actually do. If a guy just, every day, he's just drunk. That means you probably did his cop duties. I said duties again, drunk.
Yes.
Like pull people over. You drunk? Yeah, me too.
Sounds like you did everything drunk.
Yes. You're driving like me.
Habitual.
I pulled you over. It looks like you might have some beer. Can I have some?
Habitual drunkenness.
Is that cold?
Is that a cold beer? Yes. Let me try it. Yes, it's cold. Thanks. See you later. Get on your way. Holy hell.
If I could get in trouble at any job for being drunk off the job, I wouldn't have a job.
Drunk off the job? No, no.
Johnny has gotten back to us on the email.
Does he have to slap and tickle her all the time? There's no tickling, though, right?
Yeah, you can say my name.
Right.
No, it's not all the time. Probably 60-40. 60 normal, 40% naughty girl sex.
Yeah, does she have to tell him? Like, say she wants normal sex and he accidentally slaps her. Is she pissed?
That's a good question. Is she the one that has to initiate?
Right.
I probably wouldn't feel comfortable.
Like, hit me, Johnny, hit me.
Just being a freelance
slapper.
What's
some stank on it, Johnny? That's what I would yell.
I would probably wait for the cue to do
slap somebody.
Light slapping.
Right.
But imagine you could kind of feel what it's like moving in that direction.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, whatever you're into, dude. She's into it, so, you know. Well, will she be into it to a point where it's going to get worse? Like, you know, I'm still conscious here.
Oh, do you think
hit me harder?
It will evolve?
I'm just asking. You know, kinks are kinks, man.
Well, that'd be weird, slapping in the face. Like, if you have to go out, if it's like midday sex or whatever,
right.
Going out to dinner.
Who hit you? My boyfriend. But it was consensual.
Well,
it's pretty hot.
They specified light slapping.
Okay.
I would assume that means no bruises.
That's good.
All right, Mike makes this distinction. If it's a kink, it's just something you like but don't necessarily need it to get you off. A fetish is something you would need to have almost every time.
Got it.
To get satisfied.
Got it.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yep. Distinction.
Yeah.
So Puss has a goat fetish.
He needs it.
Yeah.
Every time. Every time.
But don't you suppose a kink can then evolve into a fetish?
What is it?
If you like
how do you
it,
know,
yeah.
and how do
you
know
decide that you really like it?
How do you know if a goat once slapped?
The puss?
Yep. Oh, it's the way it's looking at you, right?
Well, you assume they all do.
Until it says no.
Until they say no.
Nah.
And they can't say no.
Yeah. Yeah. You just listen to their body.
Whoa.
You made it weird.
Well, you did.
Oh, really?
You crossed the line.
You did make that weird, man. Listen to their body.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, let's see. There is a new law in Russia.
Yeah.
Ordering French champagne makers to label their bottles as sparkling wine.
Isn't that the official champagne?
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't have to come from a certain region of France in order to officially call it champagne.
Yeah, the champagne region.
But not in Russia. They make up their own rules.
Oh, that's right. Putin runs that. He's an iron fist guy.
Of all the things to make a rule about, though.
Well, he can do what he wants.
Under Russia's new law, only local producers can call their drinks champanskoya. The Russian equivalent of champagne, foreign producers of sparkling wine are ordered to describe their products as such on the back of the bottle.
I would think all foreign countries from Russia should not call any vodka from Russia vodka anymore. Because that would piss him off. Just do it as a comeback.
And oh,
you
so
want,
now,
you want that? You want that? Just Russia. It's, well, not, it's not vodka.
Most some vodka isn't from Russia
I know,
anymore.
But the stuff that they make in Russia, right. We should say.
Well, in France, they might get a little bit more Russian vodka. Right. Yeah, they a little closer.
They might. Right. But, you know, they should throw some sanctions up for that.
Right.
Call it something different.
I'll see your dumb rule and give you another dumb rule.
Just call it Tito's. This is Russian Tito's. That would piss them off.
And so now the champagne makers have to add sparkling wine somewhere on the bottle in order to sell it in Russia.
Well, my wife's in this Prosecco kick, and apparently Prosecco is not champagne, but bartenders think it is. So when I order it, I say, you're a Prosecco. It's one of those, oh, geez. Oh Jesus.
I got it.
It's all she drinks anymore.
I'm asking for a friend.
I know. Do you have any Prosecco? And she goes... And they go, well, I got this. And I go, this looks like it. And they hand it to me, and I hand it to my wife. And I go, that's not champagne. It's not Prosecco. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. So that's had me like five different bars over the past, I don't know, year. Well, since we've been going back.
Fine, out. Here's a water. Yeah,
since we've been going back out. So I get so pissed. And then she gets mad at the bartender. And the bartender doesn't know. They think it's whatever. Prosecco is apparently not champagne. It's a separate thing. And it's on tap a lot of places. So a lot of chicks are drinking it.
And, it's sparkling, you know, white wine. Of some kind?
Yeah, it's sparkling. Yeah, it's sparkling. Yeah.
Is she ordering it in a bar that quite obviously probably won't have it? Like, just look around, that type of place?
No, not really, because it is a lot of places, but a lot of places just have a facsimile. And it's usually a small bottle of champagne, and, you know, that's not good enough.
Yeah, like one person every 2 weeks orders this. We're not going to keep it on hand.
Apparently it's getting bigger now. They're putting it on tap in places, you know.
We should order that when we were out in western Nebraska.
Right.
Yeah.
The one bar would have had some Prosecco for us.
The carpet bar?
Now, I'm not ashamed to admit that I like Chardonnay. And I can drink it like I can drink a bottle of it, you know. But I'm ashamed to yell it across a bar. So we're at a bar in Atlanta, the airport. And I was boozed out. A couple Bloody Marys on the first flight and a beer. I'm like, I got to switch this up. So the bartender, it's packed bar. And my wife already orders some Prosecco when the bartender's right by her face. And it's a middle-aged, about a 30-year-old woman bartender. So she goes, okay. And I go, I'm not sure what I want yet. And she walks away. But she's a whole way across the bar. She goes, sir, what do you want? So I'm screwed. So the whole bar, glass of Chardonnay. I'm lucky I was in a bar that nobody knew who I was. It was so lame. You know, look.
Could you put a ribbon on that for me?
You put some whipped cream on top of that, too. A couple of cherries. I have a glass of Chardonnay, please.
Maybe send over a cupcake with it.
I'm glad I remembered that story. Because it was just like, oh.
Did you kind of bat your eyes a little bit?
And cut my balls off while you're over here.
Bat your eyes a little bit.
Well, I was just got done talking. There was a dude from Boston sitting next to me, truck driver, hardcore dude. He had a Budweiser in his hand, and we started making conversations as I sat down. Where are you going? Ah, nah, and you had a Boston accent, and I yell, a glass of Chardonnay, please. You know? And it was embarrassing. But I had five glasses, though. Sitting there. They have those restaurant pours, Todd.
I don't even know you.
Yeah, I know you don't. Yeah. I already had two Bloody Marys and a couple beers.
Yeah, but you didn't yell those across the bar.
No, I did.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.